My dad was a school teacher. But he was also a dairyman, and then he switched over into the cattle business.
Okay. Okay.
And so I was a cowboy.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Right.
Sort of.
As I understand, they put that dam in there at San Isabel in the 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was before that.
It was before that, yes. Well, Saul Wixon discovered the Marion Mine. And my aunt married Blaine Wixon, his son. That's the way we acquired San Isabel, because he owned all the property up through there.
Up to the mine.
Yeah. And there used to be a road up there. And Henry Kendall was the caretaker. And when it would get too bad, she, meaning Mrs. Kendall, and boy was she a, she'd cuss you out in army fashion in just a minute. it was mining silver and zinc. Well, it was back up and to the left of the Marion Mine Road that is there now. I've been there many times, and they had a shaft that ran water. No, they didn't have a shaft, they had a tunnel. A tunnel that ran water, and it ran a head of water out of it all the time. And then it, and anyway, that's the way we acquired San Isabel. My dad bought it from his sister. In the bottom of what is now Lake Isabel, there was a whole bunch of grass, and we had a little cabin, a little grocery store type cabin in the bottom of Lake Isabel. And my dad was so mad at them because they didn't tear it down.
Well, they just left it?
They just left it and filled. Well, they didn't own any water. The Forest Service didn't own a drop of water. And they filled it one time when there was a big runoff. The Forest Service just filled it. That's the best way I can.
Was it the Army engineers or who?
No, the CCC boys.
Oh.
Those cabins that are up on the ridge.
Right.
FDR. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And my dad was a Republican ever after.
Oh, he didn't like...
He didn't... Well, they took his ranch by eminent domain.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I used the old eminent domain thing to get it.
Yeah.
And right then he became a Republican. That's all there was to that.